Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today and the truth of God and who God is and where He is. The question that is asked today is this: does God know that I exist? In a world with almost 8 billion people, and in some cases when you see huge crowds, it's like hordes of locusts moving around, and you ask the question, does God know every individual that has ever been? So we'll answer that question today. Now, so let's start in the beginning about the creation of man and woman. Because all of us come from Adam and Eve through the power of procreation. In Genesis 1, verse 26, God said, now it's important to understand about God, that God is true, God is righteous, God is good, God is life-giver. God does not lie. God has never lied. Now, men may accuse God of lying, but He doesn't. That's because men do not understand God, because they don't seek His word the way that they should. So God said, let us make man in our image. Now, notice us. That shows more than one. And in John 17, the us is answered. God the Father and the Son Jesus Christ raised from the dead. Let us make man in our image. Now that's all of man, mankind. So we look like God, made in His image. And our likeness. Now, likeness means ability to think, to devise, to make, to construct, to build, all of those attributes that God has given us. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of heaven, over the livestock, over all the earth, and every creeping thing that crawls upon the earth. And isn't that true? What a fantastic blessing that God has given to all mankind. He made the world for men and women and children, and all the animals support everything related to what mankind is doing. And God created man in His own image, and the image of God created He him. He created them male and female. And that's just the way it is, in spite of all of the perversion today. And God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth and subdue it. What a fantastic blessing that is. And have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of heaven, over every living thing that moves on the earth. So God made them. God created them, male and female. Of course, Adam and Eve knew God directly. He created them, perfect human beings, with a language, with thought, with understanding, and the way that human beings have life and have thought is that God gave the spirit of man. Now, the spirit of man is a spiritual substance that unites with the brain to give life, to give thought, to give comprehension, and all of those things. Now, God laid before them His way. He commanded them they could eat of every tree of the garden except the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And that's how sin came into the world. And with sin that has come into the world, men have been cut off from God. But that doesn't mean God doesn't know them. Now, in Acts 17, here's what the Apostle Paul wrote. Verse 24, He is the God who made the world and all things that are in it, being Lord of heaven and earth. And we find that he knows all the stars by name, by number, billions and billions and billions and billions of them. And he does not dwell in temples made by hands, nor is he served by the hands of men as though he needs anything, for he gives to all life and breath and all things. All the people on the earth, all who have been, all who will be. And he made us of one blood of all nations of men to dwell upon the face of the earth, having determined beforehand their appointed times and the boundaries of their dwelling places. And here is the reason that God has made all people, because we need God. Now, on the contrary, human beings, many of them don't think they need God at all. And they're greatly deceived because of that. Now, listen to this. In order that they might seek the Lord, if perhaps they might feel after him and might find him, though truly he is not far from each one of us. Now, think about that. Because of the sin of Adam and Eve, God is withdrawn to the heavens. But that doesn't mean that he's not connected to the earth and to people. Listen to this. For in him we live, are you alive? And move, do you move? And have our being, is that describing you? Now, that's toward every person on the earth. Perhaps, as it says here, that they may seek God. Now let's see how much God knows us and knows that you exist and knows everything about you and every other person on the earth. Now that's how great God is. Now let's come to Psalm 139. This is quite a psalm. Now before we get into it, I want to mention that we have a book called From a Speck of Dust to a Son of God. Why were you born? Because every human life conceived by procreation, once the sperm and the egg unite together, that seals who you are and what you will be physically and what you will be mentally. But you have to grow and develop in your mother's womb, as all human beings do, and then be born. Now let's come to Psalm 139. Now notice what David says, because this tells us an awful lot about God and us. What we can do, what God does do. Verse 1, O Lord, you have searched me and have known me. God can do that to any human being, anywhere, at any time. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thoughts afar off. And other places it says, no thought can be withheld from God. Now think about that. You measure my going out and my lying down. You are acquainted with my ways. There is not a word on my tongue, but lo, O Lord, you know it all together. Not many people comprehend that. They think they're independent beings, which God did give independent moral free agency, that we choose. But they don't realize how much God is with us, even with those who are not converted. You have enclosed me behind and in front, and you laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. Well, today, we can have a little better understanding of it through what we have with smartphones and things like this. There's constant communication going on that takes place with microwaves. We can't see them, we can't hear them, we can't feel them, and that's the same way with God. How he interacts with human beings, we can't see him, we can't hear him, but he is there to be with us. But I want you to understand that God does know that you exist and does know you personally and does understand your life and your situation and your problems and everything about you. We'll see that as we go on here. Where shall I go from your spirit? Where shall I flee from your presence? If I should go into heaven, you're there. If I make my bed in the grave, behold, you're there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the farthest parts of the sea, way out in nowhere, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. That's quite a thing to understand. That's how much God knows you. So the next question comes, do you know God? And that's what God wants to find out. Now that's why we have our book, From a Speck of Dust to a Son of God. Verse 11, if I say, surely darkness shall cover me, and the light around me shall be night, even the darkness does not hide from you. And the night shines as the day, as is the darkness, so is the light to you. Amazing thing, isn't it? Now verse 13 is quite interesting. Like I said, God made us to need him. Now how does he know all of this about us? Every individual, you and me, and every human being that has been, that is, or will be. Verse 13, for you have possessed my reins. Now that is the unseen spiritual connection that God can have with every human being. Notice the next part of this verse. You have knit me together in my mother's womb. You were created by the power of life which God gave to your mother and your father to create you in your mother's womb, to be born at the set time. I will praise you, for I am awesomely and wonderfully made. Your works are marvelous, and my soul knows it very well. Think about that. You look at all the things that human beings can do. Amazing. All of those are because of God. Verse 15, my substance. That's quite a statement. That's exactly what science calls you when you are first conceived. Substance. My substance was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and intricately formed in the lowest parts of the earth. Now, the lowest parts of the earth is a simile for the womb. Your eyes did see my substance yet unformed. If God knows every thought, does he know what you are before you are formed? Yes, he said that to Jeremiah. Before you were formed, I knew you. Now think about that. How important then is every life to God? Now we'll have to cover what happens when so many people die. That's another whole story. But just tell you this. None of them are lost. Except the incorrigible wicked. And in your book, all my members were written, That's quite a thing, isn't it? Today we call those genes and chromosomes, right? And when they join together to form to make a new human being, and think about all that is made in the womb. The whole body, the mind, the eyes, the ears, the hands, the feet, the arms, the legs, the heart, the lungs, the liver, the whole inward parts of them, plus reproductive capacity of male and female, when they grow to the point that they can reproduce. Now that's an amazing thing. And it's quite an amazing thing when children are born. When you're in the womb, you live in a watery environment called amniotic fluid. Then you're born into the world, and all of a sudden, you must start breathing. So they start crying and expanding the lungs, and they're alive. And the first thing that is asked, is it a boy? Is it a girl? Is it all here? Amazing thing. And that's what happened when you were born, when I was born. And in your book, all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. Now notice how great this really is, and how in David's mind, this really was astonishing. And it still is today. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God. How great is the sum of them. Because God has a great plan for all human beings. Let's come to Deuteronomy 30, verse 10. Now God has made us thinking, creative, industrious people. And he's given us choices. And the most important choices that we make is this. Do we choose God and his way? Or do we choose ourselves and our own way? What is it? What are you doing with your life? Now, unfortunately, too much religion today, even fake Christianity, doesn't know the Bible well enough or the truth of God well enough to really help you understand what you need to do. But God loves you, but he wants you to love him back, and he wants you to also obey him so that he can bless you. Now here in Deuteronomy 30, verse 10, here's the key to everything about being a true Christian. About knowing God, about understanding his word, all of that together. Verse 10, if you shall obey the voice of the Lord your God to keep his commandments and his statutes, which are written in the book of the law. Now, this is why it's so important to understand the Old Testament as well. Too many say, well, the Old Testament has been fulfilled and done away. Not so. That's a lie of fake Christianity. To keep his commandments, he didn't do away with them. One test that you know he did not do away with them. Jesus said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away, and the prophets and the laws shall not pass away. Think on that for a minute. Are heaven and earth still here? Yes, indeed. Are they active and in force? Yes, indeed. Does God expect us to keep them? Yes, indeed. What if some people choose not to do it? We'll find out what happens to them. And his statutes that are written in the book of the law, and if you turn to, you've got to turn to God. You've got to stop going your way and go God's way. To the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Now that's what God wants. Because he wants to give us eternal life, to live forever. And this is the only way it's going to be done. For this commandment which I command you today is not hidden from you, neither is it far off. It's not in heaven that you should say, who shall go up to heaven for us and bring it down to us that we may hear it and do it? Neither it is beyond the sea that you should say, who shall go over the sea for us to bring it to us that we may hear it and do it? But the word is very near you in your mouth and in your heart so that you may do it. Now then, stop and think about this. You're watching this on a webcast. God's word is right there with you. It's not far off. He uses teachers and preachers to bring it to you. Now think on this. What are you going to choose to do? Are you going to choose God or His way? Now notice what he says here. We have to choose God, and if we do, they're blessed. Or if we choose our way and anti-God and against Him, there are curses. Behold, I've set before you this day life and good, death and evil. In that I command you this day to love the Lord your God. Now notice, the first thing is loving God. And Jesus said, the greatest commandment is loving God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your strength. And that's why God has created us. That's why God knows us. That's why God has given His word. That is a tremendous and wonderful thing, but it must be rightly divided. It must be rightly understood, because there are many who have corrupt understandings of the Bible and teach falsehoods. I command you this day to love the Lord your God, to walk in His ways, to keep His commandments and His statutes and His judgments, that you may live. Now think about how many people have died because they have rejected God's way, some at a very early age.
Thing I'm going to be showing you guys on my channel, you guys are going to be sane.
For more than a month, Mona Lisa Perez said her boyfriend had been begging her to launch his YouTube channel with a bang.
So, babe, let's go ahead and show them what we have in store for our first video.
On June 26th last year, she says she finally gave in. Perez told investigators that Pedro Ruiz had showed her a book before where a bullet didn't fully pierce a hardcover book.
I'm just not going to just set it and just shoot it. No. I'm going to stand behind it. And Mona Lisa is going to shoot it.
For 15 minutes, the camera first captures his rambling plans.
Every week, I'm going to be bringing you guys new videos, crazy videos.
Before he shows off what's been billed as the world's most powerful handgun.
This is a 50 caliber Desert Eagle.
19-year-old Perez is 7 months pregnant with their second child. Well, the Norman County attorney denied releasing video of the single shot that killed Ruiz, calling it offensive to common sensibilities. A transcript of the audio reveals her hesitation. Babe, I'm not doing this. I can't. If I kill you, what's going to happen to my life? Like, no, this isn't okay. As long as you hit the book, you'll be fine, Ruiz says. These pictures show she did, standing an arm's length away. A young man craving fame, who got it? For all the wrong reasons.
I may fail, but if I fail, I want to die trying.
You may live and multiply. And the Lord your God shall bless you in the land where you go to possess it. Now notice, here's a warning. Here's a warning. Even though God will still know you, He will not know you as one of His future sons or daughters. He will know you as a sinner. And the blessings will not come. Verse 17, but if your heart turn away so that you will not hear, but shall be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them. Now, what does that mean? Anything but the true God and God the Father, Jesus Christ, is another God. There are false Christs, there are false fathers. That's why God sent His word. So He says, I denounce to you this day that you shall surely perish. And isn't that what's happening today? Look at all of those that are dying young. Look at all of those that are out there going their own way in lawless recklessness. Verse 19, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both you and your seed may live. And that's what God wants. But he has set the laws that work automatically. When you go against God, there's trouble, there's sin, there's repercussions back against anyone who does it. That you may love the Lord your God and may obey his voice, may cleave to him, for he is your life and length of days, so that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, to give them. And today, that is the coming kingdom of God with the return of Jesus Christ. Now, you need our book, From a Speck of Dust to a Son of God, Why Were You Born? You also need the keys to answered prayer, because the first thing you need to do is get on your knees and pray to God to help him understand that you want him. So you get the booklet we have, The Keys to Answered Prayer, and so that you know you can have your sins forgiven upon true repentance. We have the grace of God in the Bible, a great and tremendous thing, that God will forgive your sins if you confess them through true repentance and you turn your life from the way that you're going to going the way of God. And that's what's so important. If you seek him, you will find him. These are great things for you to have. These are vital for you to understand why you're here, where you're going, where you were born, what God is doing. All of those things are in the true Word of God. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. So until next time, this is Fred Coulter saying, so long, everyone.